So, price of gold. I know we've been talking about it a little bit. What's up with it besides the price of gold? What's causing this? And how does it affect the markets? A couple of things. And there's a lot of questions when you talk about gold. How much do you know about it? Do you think our currency is still gold-backed? Some questions. Some questions for Scott Bollinger and Matt Speck. They're in studio today. Scott's the owner of Grizzly Gold and Silver. And Matt Speck runs the office here in Billings. So we'll talk about what's going on kind of behind the scenes that's pushing gold to record highs. And then Mike Bondra is going to join us a bit later on. We'll discuss how those financial markets are responding to that as well. And then not only high price of gold, but high inflation, high interest rates, other current events. That's today on Voices of Montana.
It's time for the fastest hour in radio from Montana for Montana. Voices of Montana with Tom Schultz. Call in today at 866-627-5483 or text a comment or question to 781-627-5483. And now, here's your host, Mr. Goldfinger, Tom Schultz.
Thank you very much. Yes, I'll try to be like gold today and make myself useful. You think about all the uses for gold, but right now, in our minds, it's jewelry and what, more jewelry? There's a lot of investing going on in gold right now, too. And so we'll talk about $2,300 an ounce. And precious metals, they're high as well. What's going to happen? How does that affect the market? That's going on today. Thank you guys for being here, and I hope you're doing well. We're two decades strong and working on three. From Montana for Montana, Voices of Montana. A couple of folks in studio saying hello. Scott Bollinger, good to see you, Scott. How are you?
Hey, Tom, good to be here. You and I have met many years ago, and we've stayed in touch and really appreciate you inviting us on the show today. We love gold and silver, and we just want to tell people about it and why we think they should have it. And just a minor correction, gold hit $2,400 a couple days ago.
It did. Okay, yeah. It's still over $2,300, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And Matt, what did you say on the way in? We broke how many records this week? The high for the day, the week, the
last Friday's close, correct, was the high for the week. The highest close for a week, the highest close for a day, and the highest close in history.
Wow.
Was last Friday.
Matt Speck, the general manager of Grizzly Gold and Silver. And then Scott Bollinger, there's more to Scott than just owner of Grizzly Gold and Silver. Got a number of stores around, but a lobbyist, a pilot. I didn't know you were a master electrician as well.
Oh, yeah. That's my first career, wearing a tool belt and hard hat and a lunch pail.
Yeah, well, you parlayed that into outfitting as well. And that's where you and I ran into each other years ago when they were introducing wolves into the Bitterroot Valley, and things changed since then.
Yeah, that's for sure and very accurate. And that really was the catalyst of me and my business having to reinvent a new business model when the wolves kind of took over and the wildlife went away. So I took a hobby that I had started 20 plus years ago and buying some little silver coins and making it into a business. And we started with our original flagship store in Missoula. We're coming up on 13 years this month. May will be 13 years. And since then we've added Billings was our number two, then Idaho Falls, Helena. And then just recently we opened our fifth store in Great Falls.
Congratulations on that, by the way, too. And I suppose that's telling of the interest, the higher level of interest in gold and precious metals. Matt, when people come into the store, how much do they know?
Some people know quite a bit, and you'll have customers that buy 1 ounce or thousands of ounces at a time. And there are often customers that are new buyers. They've never bought gold or silver. They know they should for whatever reason, and they'll come to us for an education on why they should hold metal.
And tell us why.
Well, in large measure, it's a generational and wealth preservation method. It defies inflation. You can buy a suit of clothes today for an ounce of gold that you could have bought back in 1930. So the gold retains its value over time.
Yeah.
Adding on to that, everywhere you go in the entire world, gold has been a symbol of wealth for thousands of years. There's one word that every single person in the whole world knows. They know gold.
He's holding up a bullion here as well. And this is the cool thing is that, you know, gold, we think of it's gold in paper or it's gold in a mine somewhere or it's gold in Fort Knox. That's not gold. This is gold right here. It's in a little bullion.
That's right. And what's funny is when I started this 20 years ago and a friend of mine said, you need to invest in gold. And I thought, like, what, like little dust or, you know, little flakes out of the creek? He's like, no, like a Krugerrand. I'm like, what the heck is a Krugerrand? So that's what got me started into the precious metals business. Like, oh, that's a gold maple. That comes from the Canadian Mint. And that is 4.9. It's 0.9999 pure gold. So the refinery took some of that placer gold out of the creek or out of the mountain, and they melted it down and they put it in the form. This comes from the Canadian Mint. This comes from the U.S. Mint. And this comes from a private mint called the Scottsdale Mint. And these are all 1 ounce of pure gold. And I like bringing these into these kind of, you know, shows. And I've testified in the different committees in the legislature, and I pass these around because everybody talks about it.
Yeah.
Right.
They think they're samples. I think they're samples.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. You're going to leave that with us?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. You know, but to emphasize one of your other questions a little bit ago, and maybe you're going to get to it, but it's recently to highlight the consumers' concerns about geopolitical global events, even local politics, national debt, Costco started selling gold bars. And I checked this morning, they're still selling gold bars. Limit one per customer, five per membership. And they sold $100 million in the first quarter. So what we're seeing in Montana at Grizzly Gold and Silver is happening across the whole country. And after reading the article about it, one of the takeaways that was really shocking to me was the demographics that Costco provided, and it was like 13% of their gold buyers were under 30 years old.
Right, yeah.
It's like millennials are buying gold. Like they can feel this $35 trillion in debt that the United States government has and just printing as fast as they can put it out. It's like this can't keep going.
That's where we're at, I think, is why people are – they've got this new interest here because we don't have faith. And you call it fiat currency, which – is fake currency, so to speak. It is. That's what it is. And so there's some concern about that. How valid are those concerns? Or how do you manage those kinds of – Matt, I'll go to you. When someone comes in and they're worried about things that maybe they can't control, you want to direct them to things that they can control, I suppose.
Correct. And when you buy precious metals, it is something that is self-directed. You're responsible for it. You need to have knowledge about it. We have some customers, for example, that will trade, depending on where the spot price of precious metals are, they'll sell their silver for an ounce of gold, and that sort of thing. So it's really something that you put in your own hands and you take responsibility for as a consumer, and you leave it to your children or your grandchildren and that sort of thing. We have a lot of that going on with customers as well.
Thank you, Matt. Scott, what other pressures are driving this record gold price?
Well, there's a lot of talk and it's speculation on something called BRICS. It's Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and central banks around the world that are buying gold. And so the more people that are buying it, the supply and demand kicks in, and there's talk of other countries creating their own gold-backed currency like we had in the United States before 1971, where at one time – and that's where the term fiat currency comes from, where in 1971, if there was a $100 paper bill that the government issued, there was $100 worth of gold supposedly in a vault somewhere. In 1971, under Richard Nixon, he did away with that and took us off the gold standard. And when he did that, gold was $35 an ounce. It had stayed that way. We need to back up a little bit because it's a shocking fact that I didn't even know till just recently. In 1933, the U.S. government confiscated private gold.
You were saying that.
We
that
talked about
me.
That. Yeah, because you didn't know.
Yeah.
And like when we were little kids, it was illegal for us to, or even our parents could never own gold until 1974. See, you know, you give me that confused. Like I didn't know that.
Yeah. Looking at Cody, right? I get that all the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah.
No, but so in 1934 under Roosevelt, he passed after he did the executive order 6102, that was in 33. Then in 1934, they actually passed the Gold Reserve Act. And when they confiscated your gold, maybe confiscate isn't the right word, because they paid you for it. They paid you $20.67 an ounce. And in the Gold Reserve Act, it gave the president the authority to set the price of gold. So after they got everybody's gold, the president said, hey, you know what? We got everybody's gold. It's $35 an ounce. So start the printing presses and let's print a whole bunch of more money. And that's how it was. And that's why gold stayed steady at $35 an ounce until Ford took us and made it legal by a congressional act in 1974.
Okay.
And that's when, you know, up until then, we wouldn't even have a job because nobody could own gold except the government. So these are just like these are history lessons.
I wouldn't have thought that, though. I wouldn't have thought that our government would have limited us to take away that right for ownership for something so valuable like that. I mean,
it
surprised me.
For thousands of years, the old saying, he who holds the gold makes the rules.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the golden rule. He who has the gold makes the rules. So
it does go back like to 500 years before Christ when they really started using gold as currency in that regard, and then leaving it. What happened after the government traded all of your gold, so to speak, for more paper? What was the price of gold? And how did it march from there? And I know we're talking a lot of years.
Sure, 1974. But,
yeah.
Or 71 is when we came off the gold standard. And then it just started kicking in, supply and demand and market conditions. And COMEX was – go ahead, Matt.
Inflation. Primarily, yeah. I think people have the perception that inflation is the increase in prices, consumer prices. Inflation is actually an increase in the money supply, as Scott alluded to earlier, confiscate the gold, create fiat currency. The more of something there is, the less value it has. And in our case today, the more dollars there are in circulation, yeah, the less value the U.S. dollar has. Therefore, prices increase as a result of that. Gold is an excellent hedge against inflation and the preservation of wealth. You see customers taking money out of their savings, their retirement plans, and buying gold with it instead of leaving it in a bank or in a retirement plan.
So, Tom, you mentioned 500 years ago or before Christ and their currency of using gold. Well, as we went into that, you know, even in our country, and if you look at the side of that coin right there, you see all those little knurlings on there?
Yeah.
That's an it's an anti-theft device, because back in the day, long before these prints, they had they would take a pocket knife and they could shave a little off each coin.
Oh,
so
okay.
Now with this, you can tell that nobody's shaved, you know, at $2,400 an ounce, you could nip a little bit here and there and create
get
your
yourself
own wealth.
A sandwich.
So yeah, sorry for the going down the rabbit hole, but
no.
That's
well, this is what this is for, because it seems like there's rabbit holes all over the place. When my understanding of gold and silver and precious metals just is very limited. You know, I understand kind of how things work, but how do you make money trading gold?
So, I mean, that's a common question.
Yeah, I bet.
And so Matt and myself and our staff at Grizzly Gold and Silver, we're traders, right? So you want to buy an ounce of gold. Well, your neighbor came in an hour earlier and he sold me an ounce of gold. So I'm going to take the ounce of gold I bought from him and I put a little margin on it. That's my markup. And then I sell it to you. So we're a middleman, and you know, should have said it earlier, but one thing that we at Grizzly Gold and Silver, we're very careful that we don't make financial advice. We're not advisors on, you know, because you could buy this today and it could go down and you could lose a couple bucks.
Right, yeah.
People don't think that. That's why our sales are through the roof and we can barely keep up. But that's how we make money. We're two-way traders. We're right in the middle. We buy and sell. We have wholesalers. If you came in and wanted to buy a big order, like $1 million, you want to buy $1 million, we could sell you the 500 ounces or whatever equaled that $1 million, and we go to our next level supplier, and we have multiples, California, Texas, New York. Yeah, yep. And we call those guys, and they only deal with other dealers as well. So there's another step in it. That's one way. And then the other way.
Have you ever done that?
Have I ever done what?
Has anybody ever called you and said, hey, I'd like to buy $1 million worth of gold?
No, it was actually 3.5.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, our biggest sale to date is just under $3.5 million. And that customer's investment now is worth close to $5 million. He's happy with Grizzly Gold and Silver.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Okay, we'll take a break and come on back. There's still more to explore here, and we'll talk about one thing I was curious about is the mining. Of precious metals and gold, and at a price like this, of course, the cost has always been affordable enough to spur some mining. But how has that affected the mining industry? We'll come on back with more Scott Bollinger, Matt Speck of Grizzly Gold and Silver today on Voices.
Elections are right around the corner, and with recent changes to many election laws, it's more important than ever to know how, when, and where to vote. That's why AARP created a Montana Election Guide with the most up-to-date information on how to register, where to vote, the rules for early voting, and key voting deadlines. Stay informed so you can make your voice heard. Visit aarp.org/mtvotes. That's aarp.org/mtvotes. Paid for by AARP.
Hey, are you looking for a great place to stay when you're headed to Billings, Montana? Stay at the Boot Hill Inn & Suites in Billings Heights. Telephone number 406-245-2000. Seriously, whether you're driving a semi-truck, a pickup and a horse trailer, or your family car, the Boot Hill Inn has easy accessible parking, a hot complimentary breakfast, and free internet. Stay at the Boot Hill Inn & Suites. 406-245-2000.
Get ready for the Western experience of a lifetime. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale is back and better than ever. Join us May 16th through the 19th in Miles City, Montana. From the finest bucking stock to electrifying horse racing, this event has it all. Don't miss out on the kickoff concert featuring Josh Turner and special guest Chancey Williams. Mark your calendars and saddle up for the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive. Get your tickets at buckinghorsesale.com.
Hi, this is Mark with the Montana Department of Revenue with a message for property owners. Spring is here and you'll soon be seeing our staff in the field to perform property reviews. It's not necessary to be present, but if you'd like to make an appointment to visit with us, or if you have questions about the appraisal process, visit mtrevenue.gov, contact one of our field offices, or call 444-6900. Thank you from the Montana Department of Revenue.
The Federal Office of Surface Mining Reclamation and Enforcement has indicated it will reject a law the Montana legislature passed last year to loosen water quality standards that govern coal mines. Because federal law prevents states from adopting mining regulations that are weaker than federal standards, that assessment is likely to nullify House Bill 576. Montana State University and the University of Montana received a thumbs up on their financials from the Legislative Audit Committee Monday. Both had no findings, meaning they came back clean with no red flags being found or recommendations being issued. The Department of Interior says the Glacier Range Riders logo violates trademark rights held by the National Park Service and is asking the Pioneer League baseball team to drop its arrowhead-shaped emblem. It says the logo is too close to the agency's logo and notes the team's proximity to nearby Glacier National Park. With Montana News headlines on the Northern News Network, I'm Brian Bennett.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, save on select Steel battery tools. Right now, save $50 on the HSA 50 battery hedge trimmer set. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. With AK-10 battery and AL-101 charger. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe. Clean them out. Take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeBack.com.
But later on, Mike Bondra will join us, certified financial planner. We'll talk about the effect of gold on the markets, but also other things to get to with high inflation and high interest rates. In studio, Scott Bollinger is with us, owner of Grizzly Gold and Silver. I think you said five locations.
That's right, Tom.
Yep. Congratulations on that. Also, he's a licensed lobbyist, a former outfitter as well. You probably have more fun flying your plane than anything else, though, I suppose.
It was a pretty nice flight over here this morning. Wheels up just as the sun was coming up over Helena.
Yeah.
And it was smooth as glass at 9,000 feet, so not a bad way to get to work.
So Scott Bollinger and friends can travel from Helena to Billings in how fast?
Hour 15 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why you have more and more friends all the time,
I'm heading to Great Falls when I leave here.
We should talk about that. Ed Buttry is going to be here tomorrow, and Sherry Taylor. Sherry's from Logan Health in Cupanka, Chester, and Ed, representative. We'll talk more about Medicaid, but friend of yours, too, then.
That's right. Ed and I served in the legislature with Taylor Brown in 2013.
Yeah.
We were all in the Senate together, so here we are.
Yeah, yeah. Matt Speck's in studio, too, general manager of the Billings office. How long have you been doing this, Matt?
Oh, since about 2015.
Okay. Yeah. So what was the price of gold in 2015? Do you remember?
Boy, I think it was around 14.
Yeah, I was going to say $1,200 maybe.
Yeah.
It's about doubled since then.
About that.
Yeah.
That's amazing to think, really. And there's only so much gold, I suppose, to go around. Back then, Scott, you were saying gold was a little easier to find. People would pan for it. But now they've got to go deeper and deeper for it, so to speak.
Yeah, one of the little fun facts about gold and the price of gold versus the amount of effort it takes to get that gold. So, you know, way back when the gold was just laying in the creek, now we have hydraulics and crushers and big machinery and equipment. It still takes the same amount of effort as it did way back when to get that gold. And what really helps the extraction process is the price of gold. When price of gold goes up, then they can ramp up production in these mines and the guys that are actually getting the ore out of the ground and sending it to the refinery that make gold. And one of the things that I thought was pretty cool is that 50% of all the gold that comes out of the ground goes into jewelry. So we, in our world, it's like, oh, yeah, Krugerrands, Maples, Eagles, bars. But you got to remember, like, half of the world population can't own gold either unless it's jewelry.
Oh, okay.
So they actually wear their wealth. And we've had people come into our store. I bought a gold necklace in Missoula about 10 years ago, and it was like $20,000 worth of gold. And that individual is how he got his money out. I forgot what country he came from. But he was wearing his wealth because they couldn't own gold, but they could own jewelry. So and that's a big part of our business that we didn't talk about is, and we call it scrap gold, but it's people bring in their gold teeth, gold necklaces, bracelets, earrings, rings, all of that stuff, especially when, you know, the price of gold's at $2,300 today. And they're like, yeah, I got this, you know, this bracelet from my grandmother and it broke. Is it worth anything? And they're like, yeah, $600. They're like, you want to buy it? We're like, yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah.
You know, and when we get enough of it, then we send it out to a refinery that we operate with. And then they just pay us with money. They pay us with fiat that we can go and buy it, you know, more scrap. And that's in silver as well. It's amazing that when grandma died, she had this beautiful sterling silverware set, you know, mm-hmm. Thanksgiving, you had to go early and polish everything. Grandma died. Nobody wants to polish the silverware. They're eating off paper plates and plastic spoons. They're like, hey, is this silverware worth anything? And you're like, yeah, because silver's 26. I didn't check it this morning.
27 something and change. Yeah.
So you're like, yeah, you weigh it all up. And it's like, yeah, your silverware is worth a couple $1,000. They're like, a couple $1,000? It's like, yeah, it's silver.
That's real stuff.
That's real stuff.
Well, and that's what I like is, like, you can bring these in. You can take them with you. You know, it's not like $3.5 million. You don't have that in the safe, so to speak, in gold. Matt, I'm looking at Matt Speck, by the way, General Manager, Billings, Montana. So gold or silver then? What's the difference in terms of the investment for people?
Well, it depends on what your objectives in buying precious metals are. Do you want it for barter and trade? Do you simply want to preserve wealth? How much room do you have? What do you have the capacity to carry? Silver is quite a bit heavier than gold in quantities that would equal the same amount in dollars. Mm. So, you know, people buy about 50-50 gold to silver from us.
Why would they buy one over the other?
You know, that's all depending on the individual, you know, and we have a lot of our customers, and I'm sure listeners today on the radio, we call them kind of preppers, you know, where they don't see a good future for that fiat currency. And if you look at history, every time there's been a financial collapse of any fiat currency, they always go back to gold and silver. So when you get to the smallest denomination is what we call 90% silver. So all of your dimes, quarters, and half dollars before 1965, so everything up till 1964, it's 90% silver. And so we can look and say, well, this silver dime, if silver's at 20, whatever, this dime is worth $1.80. So if I have this ounce of gold that's worth $2,400 and I need to buy some chickens from my neighbor and he wants 18 bucks, I can give him 10 silver dimes, but I can't shave off $18 worth of gold. So, you know, our customers are, there's a big part of our customers that are buying that, and that's why they want that silver, because these are, you know, $27 for this ounce of silver, and they're like, oh, okay, well, there's 54 bucks, there's 2 ounces, and that's pure silver. And so everybody buys it for a different reason, and that's why we're there at Grizzly Gold and Silver to, you know, try to, you know, what is your objective, what are you trying to do? And, you know, the bigger customers that are trying to, you know, hedge against inflation. And sometimes they're like, well, what does that mean? I'm like, well, you know, in 1932, you could buy a 30-30 rifle for 30 silver dollars. Well, today you could buy a brand new 30-30 rifle for silver, 30 silver dollars. You know, and they're like, gotcha. Oh, now they, you know, Matt mentioned it with the suit, you know, a custom suit was an ounce of gold. Well, it still is. That's how you protect, you know, against inflation, gotcha, with the precious metals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The concern, let's see, we got, about a minute left here to you don't know too much about the mining pressures here, but I would presume that the price of gold for quite a while has been high enough to spur all the mining that it can.
Yeah, but the other part that we didn't touch on is not only the cost of gold, but the cost of fuel. When diesel is very, very expensive, that's the biggest cost to extraction. And so if prices of gold are kind of stagnant and down and the price of fuel is up, they will, you know, they'll slow down production because it's just not profitable for them at the mine.
We're going to talk in general about the markets now and how the high price of precious metals, but also the current conditions in our market now. We're seeing high inflation, high interest rates. Mike Vondra will join us next. Also, still in studio, Scott Bollinger and Matt Speck from Grizzly Gold and Silver.
Voices of Montana continues right after this.